Morning, Nick. And yeah, well, you summed it up yourself at the start, really. It's absolutely sickening, this image. It came through to me from the inspector who's looking into this case, and I've seen a lot of shocking things at the RSPCA, but you still find images like this just so disturbing that someone could do it.
What does the RSPCA do now? Obviously, I'll give out your phone number in just a moment. Presumably, you seek to identify the man or men or women or whoever, and then you prefer charges to the police, do you?
Well, actually, what would happen is the inspector who's appealing for information will put together a case. And the key really is to find someone who's responsible, because without that, we can't take the matter any further. But yes, we would put together a case that would be considered by our prosecution's team. But it's clear to anyone who sees that image that there are surely offences there, and we could pursue those at the courts.
Just lastly, do we have any more details? Do we have any sense of how long the dog might have been there? Do we have a distraught owner that's contacted you? Any more details you can give us, Mr. Robbins?
Not so far. The dog was it was spotted
in
the early.
Is it microchipped, the animal?
It wasn't, and that's one of the key things. That was one of the first acts that the inspector carried out, was to scan for a microchip. But unfortunately, there was no chip, and so no details. But I said the dog was spotted in the early hours of Saturday morning, just after 2 a.m. And originally, it was thought that the dog was actually nailed to the wall. But upon closer inspection, it seems it was hanged by a chain.
Sorry, why was it? Well, because of the height, they thought it was nailed.
Yeah, anyone who sees the picture, and as you say, it's not a picture for the faint-hearted.
It's not, no.
You can see the dog appears to be sort of halfway up a brick wall, and so for someone who saw it at a distance, it wasn't quite clear.
And is it a choke chain? Do they still call them choke chains, or the dog is on? Do you know what sort of lead, collar it is?
No, it appears to have been literally a sort of a metal chain. Not necessarily a dog lead, just a piece of chain.
So there's no collar on this poor dog, just
no,
a chain?
No, it had been hung by actually fixing the chain to the metal railings above the footpath.
Yes.
There's a raised walkway, and that is why it just clearly cannot have been a horrific accident. This must have been a deliberate act.
Yeah, and then the chain is then attached around the dog's neck. And lastly, the dog, was it well nourished or was it in a poor state?
Well, that's just it. The dog appears to have been in a perfectly fine bodily condition.
Yeah.
There is no suggestion it had been neglected, cruelly treated, used for fighting, anything like that. And that's why this case is really disturbing, because this dog appears to have been well cared for up until this point. So we really do need to know who's responsible for this barbaric act.